There's a premium on youth, isn't there? In our culture, in this business, it's magnified. And I learned this when I was in my early 40s, how you just have to look young for this business. And I was in LA, I had a good set. So did all the other young comics, early 30s, 20s. They had good sets. After the show, there's a man in a suit, very important looking, across the crowd. He was eyeing all the comics. And we thought, oh, he's a manager, he's an agent, he's coming towards us, somebody's gonna get a break. Who will it be? The older guy who's paid his dues, one of the youngsters? He came straight to me, only I got his card. Was he a manager? Was he an agent? No, he was a plastic surgeon. Oh, and I got his last card, by the way. Plastic surgeon with one card, 300 people, I got the card. What does that say? And I asked him, you think I need surgery? I've been thinking about it, but you think I need surgery? I'm not ugly. And he said, well, come by my office sometime, we can talk about it. And I said, well, can't you just eyeball a diagnosis? In fact, did you not just eyeball a diagnosis? When you gave me your last card, making me the winner of your little ugly contest right there? Can't they just eyeball it? Does anybody know? Or are these plastic surgeons like all the other doctors? You know, they take your pulse and they weigh you and measure your height. Then there's blood samples, urine samples, stool samples. Do the plastic surgeons do that? Call you a few weeks later with the results from the lab? Well, we got your results back, sir, and you do not look good. Much worse than we thought. We found ugly in your blood, your urine, and your stool. High levels in your stool. You are butt ugly. I think you should do something about this immediately. You don't want to die like this. I recommend emergency elective surgery. First thing Monday morning, I'm going to cancel all the other appointments. They'll be kind of upset because they're a little ugly too, but I'm going to show them your picture. They'll understand. And then you would say, well, this is weird. I did not even feel ugly. And he would say, well, you've probably been ugly for years. You just got used to it. As did everyone around you. This is what the plastic surgeon told me, which I kind of admitted. He said, like you said, you're just getting a little older. And he's right, especially in this business. Why look a little older when you can get some plastic surgery and look creepy? That's not fair. Because it works. A little plastic surgery looks great. I have friends who've done a little and it looks awesome. They do a little more, it looks great. They do a little too much and whoa! That's how it is. There's no such thing as a little too much. You cross the threshold and bam-o! It's like you adjust, you make another adjustment, and then it all falls apart with the last little. It's like playing Jenga with your face. Probably do it. I'm probably gonna because I worry about. I will. I'll do it and I'll lose. I'll lose playing Jenga with my face. Show up at my family Christmas party, and of course, my four older brothers are gonna bug me about that one. Ooh, Bent, I see you got a little work done. A little bit, it looks like a little too much work. Look like you. Is this the look you were going for? Or? Were you surprised? You look surprised. You look. You look shocked, frankly. It's like there's an air horn somewhere and you're the only one that can hear it. It's like, that's what it looks like. But a little's great. I'll do that.